So today I'm talking to Merel Vandenu. You are musical director for two very special choirs. They're long COVID choirs.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about these long COVID choirs. Obviously, they were formed after COVID when people started showing symptoms of long COVID. How big are they? How much is long COVID a problem?
Yes. So first of all, thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk to you about the choirs. I know that like all of them are very grateful for the opportunity. To start with the long COVID choir. So this was actually started by a lady called Claire Hastie back in March 2021. And she had long COVID herself, or like COVID in March 2020, and this turned into long COVID. And her goal of setting up this choir was to sort of bring a bit of light in the darkness to other people like living with effects of long COVID. And she knew that from her own experience of singing in a choir, that sort of the power of singing together, it sort of brings joy and friendship. And I think that's one of the key things as well of long COVID or any kind of illness, that you sort of you're suddenly at home. And it can bring out like a lot of loneliness, and you can't connect with people in a way that you used to.
Yeah, I think it also means that you get together with other people with the same symptoms and you don't think you're the only one. So it's always
exactly.
Very reassuring to find other people have long COVID. It's not nice to have long COVID, but it's reassuring to know that you're not the only one. And one of them, I mean, there's a multitude of long COVID symptoms. Are they sort of spread out through the people in the choir? Do they seem to exhibit pretty well all of the symptoms?
Pretty much all of the symptoms, from what I've sort of heard from people, it really ranges from sort of the symptoms that you've heard about a lot in the news, like, you know, coughing and fatigue. But also a lot of breathlessness, brain fog, cognitive issues, like not being able to find the right words or form a sentence, for example. Quite a lot of people also with some vocal disorders, and this can come through the continuous coughing, which can create like inflammation. It's a real variety, really, to be honest. Some sort of sensory issues, joint pain.
Obviously, singing tests the vocal issues, but other than that, do you think singing together in a choir helps you to come to terms with the other symptoms of fatigue? Because obviously music is quite in lifting of the spirit. So if somebody is feeling fatigue, suddenly singing with a group of other people, do you think that's a big help?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I always hear it after we've had a session. People say like how uplifting it was, for example, or in terms of like with the children's choir, especially how the children afterwards are still smiling and singing the songs that we've been doing in the session.
And what sort of music are you doing? Is it classical music? Is it a whole every genre of music?
Every genre of music, to be honest. Yes. I think with the long COVID choir, which is mainly for adults, it really ranges from classical music, musical theatre, pop music, you name it. And then with the long COVID kids choir, is slightly less like classical. But musical theatre, like present musical theatre, but also from earlier on, pop songs, lullabies.
Yeah. I mean, you yourself, you're based in Wimbledon. Are members of the choir based in Wimbledon, or they come from far and afield?
From everywhere across the UK, actually. With the children's choir, some of our members are in Scotland. And I know that with the long COVID choir, some members are based in China, for example. So it's literally all over the world. So anyone can join.
So it really is an international choir then. We're not just talking London based. It's UK wide and beyond the UK, which is great.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do people find out about the long COVID choir? I mean, there is a long COVID charity, isn't there?
Yes, correct. So the long COVID choir is connected to a long COVID support group, which was set up by the same lady who set up the choir, Claire Hastie. And so this organization, Long COVID Support, I think they started off as a Facebook, like a private Facebook group, where people with long COVID could sort of come and talk to each other. And they, I think, over the years have started offering more and more activities, if you want to call them like that, sort of things, for people with long COVID. So there's, I think there's an opera breathing class that you can attend, the choir, some wellness things.
That sounds amazing. So how do you record? Because obviously everybody records in their own home. How do you amalgamate the recordings into one piece?
Exactly, yeah. So I really like this part, actually. So what I do is I create recording tracks. So I either play the piano part in or I sing the vocal line myself. I send it out as an audio recording to whoever has decided to join us for the recording. And then in sort of your own space, you then listen to that recording track with headphones.
Yeah.
And on the other device, you then record your singing. And that's going to be sent back to me. And I'm going to put it all together in the music program on my computer.
So you basically amalgamate all the input into one continuous piece.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's interesting. So going on from there, you're going to try and prepare a song yourselves for the King's coronation. Tell me a little bit about that and who's involved with that.
Absolutely. So for both choirs, I'm doing something separate with each choir. So to start with Long COVID Kids Choir, I have found a really lovely song by a composer called Lynn Marsh. And the song is called When We Sing. It's very celebratory. And I've changed the words to make it more coronationary, if that's a word.
Coronationary, I think that might be a new word, actually.
I know.
Coronationary, I think that might stick, don't you?
Yeah. Hashtag coronationary. And where was I? Oh, yes. And I invited Daniel Green Lovato to play the piano for us to record the piano part. And Daniel was on a program recently on Channel 5 on the program called The Piano.
Right.
Performed, yeah. And I really liked his performance and sort of what he was saying in the interview. So I contacted him and his parents. And that's sort of how we're now in touch.
Yeah. When you recorded this song, you're planning to send it to King Charles?
I am indeed. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll write a letter and I will mention our recording and, of course, the Long COVID Kids Choir and the charity as well, because we're connected to a charity called Long COVID Kids.
And that's stupid. And if you get a good response, who knows what will happen then from there?
Exactly. Yeah, sure.
So do you plan to have this ready for the coronation or post-coronation?
For the coronation.
Yeah. And will you be able to send some soundtracks when you've got it ready?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we'd love to.
So we'd love to do a story on your efforts for the coronation and also about the Long COVID Choir and the benefits it has for people. So if I were to ask you what do you think the major benefits of singing in a choir when you have long COVID are, what would you say?
I would say the fact that you are together with people who are in the same situation, and because you feel more seen and heard and understood. And that's also one of the things that people have been saying to me about it. Sort of one member said, like, so being accepted the way that you are, sort of no matter whether you're having a good day or a bad day. So that particular part, but then also there's some, you know, physical aspects, positive physical aspects. There's been a lot in the news about the vagus nerve and how that sort of influences, especially like with long COVID, how COVID has been affecting the vagus nerve and how our body with long COVID can be like in a constant sort of fight and flight mode. Sort of when you've got lots of adrenaline, whereas actually you wanted to be more calmer. And it's like with humming and singing, sort of the vibrations have an impact on the nerve, which sort of calms everything down.
It's like a musical meditation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Synchronize your feelings, or perhaps your hyperactivity due to this vagus nerve, and channel it into something very constructive.
Yes. Which
is, and it's a very communal thing to sing together.
Yes.
So that's great. Well, keep in touch. Let us know how you're getting on with the piece.
Lovely. Thank you. I just was wondering whether I could also mention a little bit about the long COVID choir coronation piece. I don't know whether that's...
Yes, please do. Yeah, that would be lovely. Yes, carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah, great. Yeah, because the choirs are doing something different. So with the long COVID choir, we are working on a piece called The Mountains Shall Bring Peace, which was composed, or is composed by a composer and singer called Joanna Forbes Estrange.
Right.
And she did this, she was commissioned to do this by the Royal School of Church Music. And it's an anthem for the King's coronation. And I think the lovely thing about this for us is that it's quite a substantial piece, but you can also decide to only work on the last part of the song, which is great for us because it's a bit shorter and more accessible. So
so excellent. You'll be working on that too. So maybe we can have when you're allowed to, or when you're ready to, or when it's sort of, I think, is it hashtag sing for the king?
Yeah, correct. Yes, it's all over social media. I'm tagging it everywhere.
So when you're ready, just please, if you can send us some sound bites over it, that'd be lovely to feature those alongside the story or within the story. And that'd be super.
Will do. Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's a great pleasure to have you on Radio Jack and Cheryl. And good luck with the choir, the children's choir and the adults choir. It's a great thing that you're doing.